Afghanistan's no longer the worst place to be a mom. 100,000 kids in Ukraine are at risk of human trafficking, and leprosy is still feared in some parts of the world. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Niger is now the worst place in the world to be a mom, according to a report from Save the Children. The African nation displaced Afghanistan for the dubious recognition. CURE International's Josh Korn says,
one of the big ones is malnutrition. The country of Niger is suffering a food shortage right now, and that obviously has implications on babies and their mothers.
Drought's making that even worse. CURE has a hospital in Niger's capital, Niamey.
Our hospital treats children with disabilities. We do a lot of cleft lip repairs and club foot, and we also treat a lot of burn victims.
They're trying to be part of the solution to the ills of Niger.
When we're doing a life-changing operation on a child, that is proclaiming the kingdom of God, and we try and make that as explicit as possible. People here in Niger are very receptive to hearing about Jesus and about the gospel.
You can find prayer needs and other ways to help through our website, missionnetworknews.org. Elsewhere, Zimbabweans are still trying to deal with the aftermath of a crop disaster. One-third of the nation's maize was written off, causing a huge grain deficit in a very dry year. Baptist Global Response, the relief arm of the Southern Baptist, has pinpointed two villages at severe risk of starvation. Widows and child-led households are in particular need. BGR will be distributing food soon. Pray this will meet a need and shine Christ's love. Help send a food package at our website. As we continue on Mission Network News, further north in Africa's Sahel region, a food crisis is threatening to push people to extremes as well. Burkina Faso is at high risk, and Christian World Outreach has a women's training center there. But CWO's Greg Yoder, not me, says,
our ministry team is kind of planned ahead, and fortunately, back in December, they had bought enough food to finish out the school year with the young ladies that are at our training center.
The temporarily averted crisis is allowing CWO to continue training women in trades. That way, women can keep feeding their families when the peak of the food shortage hits. Women have been learning about sewing, business skills, and the gospel.
They have become Christians, several of them, even though they come from a Muslim village. And they've come with that attitude, hey, we'll come get your training, but we don't want to hear about Jesus. But soon few of them have changed their minds.
You can be a part of this oasis in the desert. Our website will connect you. Meanwhile, 100,000 kids in Ukraine are at risk of human trafficking, drug abuse, prostitution, and more. They live in orphanages. In part two of our series on the Ministry of Global Action, we take a look at their Touch the World summer ministry trips to Ukraine. Global Action's trip director, Paul Dunberg, says these trips are designed to get you involved.
We bring in teams every summer for 2 weeks. We bring in about 100 orphans, and we spend time with the kids, love on them, play games, we do crafts, sports, and then we do Bible lessons as well.
Just giving of yourself for a two-week camp, Dunberg says, is monumental.
They haven't been able to have this type of contact before, and for them to be able to have that is life-changing for them. I mean, they come into these camps and do these crafts, and these kids enjoy just sticking one piece of paper to another, but they're proud of that.
Camps are planned for June, July, and August. Time's running out. Get details on this and a video at our website. And leprosy is still a disease that strikes fear around the world. Although it's easily cured, patients find themselves isolated and ignored. It's especially prevalent in Southeast Asia. Gospel for Asia-supported missionaries serve in dozens of leper colonies throughout South Asia, bringing the hope of Christ to hundreds. In many of the colonies, fellowship groups of new believers have sprung up, and some of these have already become churches. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can enter to win an all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India from Global Action. If your name's drawn, Global Action will send you to India to distribute blankets to the needy, where thousands die every year from exposure in the winter months. Activate your name now. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.